Over the Labor Day weekend, President Trump posted a map on Truth Social depicting Canada and Mexico as part of the United States. He followed that with 7 separate posts pushing to rename the state of New Mexico, New America. The posts drew bipartisan criticism, which, in the current political climate, is genuinely noteworthy because bipartisan agreement on anything involving Trump has become rare.
I want to parse this carefully, because there are 2 very different ways to read what Trump is doing with these maps. The first reading is that this is pure domestic political theater, red meat for his base, designed to project dominance and expansionism in a way that generates media attention and reinforces his brand identity as someone who refuses conventional diplomatic constraints. Under this reading, Canada and Mexico roll their eyes, issue careful statements, and move on.
The second reading is more concerning, that these posts function as deliberate pressure tools in ongoing trade and border negotiations. Rattling the annexation cage, even rhetorically, gives U.S. negotiators a strange kind of leverage, because Canadian and Mexican counterparts have to spend political capital at home reassuring their own publics that sovereignty isn't actually threatened. That's diplomatic energy being diverted away from substantive negotiating positions.
The bipartisan criticism is worth examining. When Republican senators are publicly distancing themselves from a presidential social media post, it usually means one of 2 things. Either the content crossed a line that even loyal allies find indefensible, or there are specific constituent concerns, trade exposure, border economics, agriculture, that make the post politically costly in their home states. Given that we're also covering Wyoming ranchers under economic stress today, that second factor seems very plausible.
The New America rebranding push for New Mexico is particularly interesting because New Mexico is a state, renaming it requires nothing from Trump. He has 0 unilateral authority to do it. So the posts function purely as cultural assertion. But cultural assertions have political effects. New Mexico has a large Hispanic population with deep historical roots predating American statehood. The name New Mexico reflects that history. Pushing to rename it New America reads to many residents as an erasure of that identity, which is presumably part of the point.
The bipartisan condemnation also tells us something about where the political center of gravity is. Even in a highly polarized environment, there are still some actions that trigger cross-party objection. Symbolic annexation of sovereign neighbors, apparently, is one of them. The question is whether that condemnation has any practical effect on policy. And historically, Trump's social media provocations have rarely been reversed by congressional criticism.
What I'll be watching is whether any of this language shows up in actual trade negotiation postures, or whether Canadian or Mexican officials begin referencing these posts in multilateral forums as evidence of American bad faith. At that point, the theater becomes operational.